Well, I had a greater role in Mirai life as I got older, of course, and that's what happens with everyone. You, as a child, you're there and you see what happens with everyone in the Mirai, and you run the messages and you generally keep out of the way. And as you get older, you get given more jobs to do. The first thing that happens to you on the Mirai is you work in the kitchen. You do your apprenticeship on the Mirai by working in the kitchen and looking after guests and things like that, and making sure that everyone's fed and everyone's looked after. Then later, as I got older, I became part of the Mirai committee at Tomutu, and Ricky Ellison, as our elder, always used to give me tasks to do where he wanted me to be involved. And my father had been the secretary of the Mirai committee for years, and so of course we had lots to help Dad with the minutes and things like that, and there were all sorts of jobs involved. And then later, when Ricky died, I was made chair of the Runanga at Tomutu. And for a period, my role was that of upoko. But it's not a normal role for a woman to be upoko of a marae. And at that stage, I asked Ben Nutera if he would do the role. I was happy to keep on doing the work and chairing, but there were things that didn't apply for me to do as a woman. The man's role on the Mirai is different from the woman's. And so I had to always be sure that I had someone to do the whaikorero and the play the part that the men had to play.